Today we bring you the final part of an interview with businessman Sean DeFreitas, who has been optimistic about the redevelopment of St. Lawrence's Gap in Christchurch. But he's also concerned about crime in Barbados.
That poses an extreme threat to tourism and to the livelihood of everybody in this country. So even though it seems, and I don't know because I am one, not a police, and two, I am no crime fighter, but it seems from what we can see going on in the country that the majority of what this is related from gang to gang and personal arguments and so on and so forth. Problem with that is, and a lot of these guys that may be involved in it, don't see how it affects us because us as in tourism, because they figure, listen, nobody is shooting at the tourists or nobody is attacking anybody. But what they don't understand is the message it sends. The message it sends to panic when somebody hears where somebody's been shot, that there's been another shooting, there's been another death. People don't, the average visitor hearing this or the average overseas media house picking this up is not going to dissect it to say that it had to do with two sets of groups of people arguing or fighting with each other. They're simply going to say there's been more killings in Barbados. And then that dampens our reputation. And we are in a situation, we have been in a position in this country where the government is trying to recover from what was an extremely bad recession and some say a bad management of the affairs of this country. So we now have to recover from that. We now are trying to save the dollar and so on. The last thing we need is to have something from the outside hamper us. And crime is one of those things that we should be able to control. The other thing that can happen that we have no, absolutely no control over is, God forbid, a weather disaster, a weather-related disaster. But we do have some control over the crime, and we need to talk and even beg the people that are involved in this to stop, to cease from this, because it is going to affect your children, it is going to affect your mother, it's going to affect everybody that you know. It may not affect you directly, or you may not think it affects you directly, but it affects people that all over this country.
And as he looks at tourism development in the country, Mr. DeFreitas has a view that the private sector has to take more responsibility in the industry, a perspective that he concedes is potentially controversial.
One of the problems that we have a lot of times in the private sector is that the private sector is a lot of times deemed as the devil in a lot of situations. And it's not necessarily that way. If the private sector, let's say for instance, I'll give you a simple example. If the street in front of one of my businesses is not cleaned, and government's job is to clean that street area in front of my business, it does not affect government immediately. It will affect him at the end of the year if I don't make any money and they don't collect any money. But it affects us immediately. So we sometimes kind of wait for government to come and fix and clean. And then say we ain't doing it because government's supposed to do it. That's wrong. But then sometimes we could just do it and then say, okay, still go to government and say, well, you know, really and truly, this is what we pay taxes for and you're supposed to do this for us. But, you know, we can do it in the meantime. So we need to take more pride in what we do. I believe, and I know I will probably get some licks from private sector for this, but I believe that we should take responsibility for what is in front of us. So if the road, the street in front of the property that we are dealing with, or the beach in front of the property that we are dealing with needs to be kept in a clean and tidy and a proper manner, we should take responsibility for that. We shouldn't be depending on somebody else to do it. And if somebody else doesn't do it, we just leave it there and say, well, that's not our job. It's like when you walk down the road and somebody throw a bottle on the ground. You walk past that bottle because you didn't throw it on the ground. Because the other person threw it on the ground and made it dirty, you leave it there. Who does it affect? It affects us all. So you stop and pick up the bottle and put it in the garbage. What does that take off of you to stop and do that? Is it a big deal? No, but you're showing the pride. The same person who threw it out on the thing, see enough people doing that, you come to realize eventually, you know what? We should take more pride in our surroundings too. But if nobody takes the pride, then nobody, it just gets progressively worse.
There is one topical issue at the moment. It has to do with crime and shootings and the extent to which that poses a threat to tourism. How do you see it?
That's businessman Sean DeFreitas on Sagicor's Early Business.